Marion Effie Atchison, born May 17th in the year of our Lord, 1917. Baptized into Christ in the year of our Lord, 1926. Confirmed in Christ in the year of our Lord, 1941. Died in Christ, August 6th. In the year of our Lord, 2015. To God alone be glory. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace to you, members of this community, members of Christ the King Lutheran Church, family and friends of Marion, and especially to you, Bonnie, Colleen, and Dawn. It's hard to comprehend all the changes that have taken place in this country and in this world from the day that Marion was born until today. By God's grace, Marion lived through a serious sickness and an infection in her youth before the days of penicillin. And then by God's grace, she lived through and saw nearly 100 years of dramatic changes. She had a lot of stories to tell about this life. She had a lot of stories to tell about how hard life was as a youth on a ranch in eastern Montana in the 1920s and 30s. One of those stories that she returned to often is one that you can even see today as we are gathered in Almighty God's house with Marion. When she was 9 years old, and I tried to get the exact date and circumstances, but the congregation there no longer exists, and the records that do remain have not yet yielded that information to us. But when she was approximately 9 years old, she attended a summer Sunday school in Fairview. And during the course of that event, she desired to be baptized. The arrangements were made, and it was done. She was baptized. And on that day, the triune God spoke, and he washed her sins away in that water, and he called her by name, and he made her his own dear child and an heir of heaven. That's what you can see. That's what the funeral pall is all about, the one that covers her casket. Covered in life and now in death, in the robe of Christ's righteousness that does not fade away. Another story that she often told was about being a shepherd or a shepherdess for her dad on the ranch. How her and her sister Virginia lived for weeks at a time in that awful sheep wagon, and I know you can hear her saying that, with those dirty old sheep. She had lasting but certainly not fond memories of at least one long, hot summer. That story, though, without fail, always led to another one that she very much loved to remember and to tell, the story of the Good Shepherd who cares for his insufferable sheep by giving his own life for them. And then she always noted how she was one of those sheep. She taught that lesson many times in the years that she taught Sunday school and vacation Bible school at Trinity in Sydney. And though she didn't or couldn't sing the hymn that you just sang, for many, many years she knew the words. Because every single year her Sunday school children learned it again with the music director at her church. That hymn that you just sang, it just simply fits her. She knew about sheep. She knew how awful they could be. And she knew that she had a shepherd that cared for her and never faltered in his love for her over the many years of her life. You see, it's not really a children's hymn, is it? At 98 years old, Marion didn't outlive her need for the Good Shepherd. Neither did she outlive his love for her. For my shepherd gently guides me, knows my needs, and well provides me,
loves me every day the same, even calls me by my name. Now, perhaps more than the rest, the last stanza applies. Who so happy as I am, even now, the shepherd's lamb. And when my short, or not so short, life is ended, by his angel hosts attended, he shall fold me to his breast, there within his arms to rest. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." These are the comforting words of Jesus that Marian heard the last time that I gave her Holy Communion in July. She simply wanted a peaceful death and to be in the arms of her shepherd Jesus to enjoy his rest. Like most godly people who know that the day of death is approaching, she was not without fear. She knew too well her sins, and that she couldn't earn God's mercy or his forgiveness. She was heavy laden. In both April and May, she quizzed me about whether she would go to heaven when she died. And both times I told her that she wasn't good enough to get there on her own. No one is. All have fallen short of the glory of God. But that she has a Savior, a good shepherd, who has done absolutely everything necessary for her to be saved. He gave his perfect life on the cross and died in her place. And then he rose from the dead for her and ascended into heaven for her, that she too would rise from the dead and be with him in paradise. When she was baptized into Jesus' death those many years ago and covered with that robe of Christ's righteousness, she was also baptized into his resurrection and his eternal life. No one and nothing can separate her from his love. Much changed in this world during her earthly life, but her Lord and his mercy never changed. He never failed to call her to repentance and to faith and to forgive her her sins and to answer her prayers. And on August 6th, Jesus remembered his promise to Marian, and he sent his angels to carry her to his arms, where she is now safe forever. Brothers and sisters in Christ, be at peace with each other and with your Heavenly Father through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Marian, whom you loved deeply, no longer toils. She no longer struggles for air. Her suffering and pain are over. She is safe and at rest and peace with her good shepherd Jesus. Death and its sting have been swallowed up, and God has given her the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds this day and always through faith in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.